Fairfield.
I asked the Harwells what they could tell Clearwater because they were some older people, and I was thinking about the older people. But Mr., I have a daughter too, and I don't think you have to tell me what we in Clearwater have to do.
Well, you know, in the case of everyone who's been here at this microphone, who's spoken, they've been in some way connected with the Church of Scientology. I haven't, I never will, and I hope to God that no one else will.
Mrs. Garvey, I'm sorry, are you through, Mr. Murphy?
Yes,
Mrs. Garvey, do you have any questions?
Mr. Meister, on your outline on page 3, there's some comment in here about flying out of Morocco with the Scientologists urgently contacted Meister and tried to settle by offering cash. Number I, at the airport, he was approached by a large man who told Mr. Meister, we are watching you. K, in letter dated November 11th from Assistant Secretary of State, the Apollo's port captain threatened in the presence of the American Vice Consul from Casablanca, William Galbraith, that he had enough material including illicit photographs of Ms. Meister to smear Meister. Would you want to comment on that section of that?
Sure. What happened was on this, on the first part of this, my flight was scheduled to go back to New York from Casablanca on Sunday. Pan Am was only running one flight a week. And everything that we could do, I arrived there on Sunday, and everything that we could do had been done. I mean, in my judgment, from the experience we had in Safi, it was such total frustration. I was getting nowhere. Mm-hmm. And the longer I stayed in Morocco, the less comfortable I was. I was very uneasy. And I was, having been in Morocco before and knowing what went on, a human life doesn't mean anything in that part of the world. And I really didn't expect to come back when I went over there. So I was going down the elevator on this Mar Harbor Hotel, and I happened to see a man that looked American, and I spoke to him and asked him if he was from the States, and he said, yeah. He said, I'm the manager of Pan Am. I said, good. Is there a flight? This was Wednesday. I said, have you got a flight out of here? He says, no, we don't have anything until Sunday. It's going to New York. And I says, no, but is any other airline going? He said, yeah, well, Pants has got a flight tomorrow morning that goes to Frankfurt, Germany. I said, can you get me on it? And he said, sure. So I said, that's fine. So after he went over to his office, and I went by a roundabout way and got over there because I was followed and watched all the time that I was there. Went over and had my ticket reworked for Frankfurt. And the following morning, at 7 o'clock in the morning, I was paying my bill, but the Scientologists told me they would take care of all my expenses. They met me there. They never took care of anything. My hotel bill was like $700 for 4 days. And I was told by the hotel that you have to pay. Well, I knew that they meant exactly what they said, or I'd have wound up in some Moroccan jail. So luckily, they took an American Express card, and I paid the bill. But as I was getting ready to leave, Peter Warren, who was usually late at any kind of a function we had, here he came. And this man was very upset. He said, I have to talk to you. Okay, what do you want? I said, give you 5 minutes. I'm leaving. So he said, come over here. We went over to the far corner of the library. He says, we want to make a settlement with you. So what do you mean? He says, we want to make a cash settlement with you. He did mention a sum of money. And I thought to myself, if this was a suicide, if all these facts, why the settlement? Why is this necessary? So So I told him, I said, you know the address of my cousin who's in Scottsbluff, Nebraska. He's my lawyer. You want to make any settlements, talk to him. Don't talk to me. So I left. And then when I got to the airport, we had to take cholera shots before we got out of Morocco. That was something that was going on at that time. And about the time I got through taking these cholera shots and I was getting ready to board this flight, this guy, he was a large man, very immaculately dressed with blue pinstripes, who was carrying a briefcase. He set the briefcase down to grab me and he spun me around like a top. And he said, we're watching you. And he said, when you get back to the States, he said, I want you to know that. It scared the hell out of me. So I called Jack Galbraith. There was one of these phony paid telephones in at the airport, and they took a slug about the size of a silver dollar. It was a brass token, and the thing worked, luckily, and I got a hold of them and told them what happened. He said they were trying to scare you. I said, they did. So I jumped on the flight and left. Now, you mentioned another point. What was that?
And then went on to the fact that the vice consul from Casablanca had enough, well, was threatened. The Apollo's port captain threatened in the presence of the American vice consul from Casablanca that he had enough material, including illicit photographs of Miss Meister, to swear Meister, or smear, smear Meister.
Yes, in one case I received an anonymous letter from somebody named, it was signed Jack Donahue, General Delivery, San Francisco, California, stating that Jerry Donahue says, I have been contacted by certain persons about the pitches of certain films of interest to you. I was offered $1,000. Perhaps you might like to purchase these at a slightly increased price. If so, please write me in care of General Delivery, San Francisco. Sincerely, Jerry Donahue. I turned these over to the United States Postal Inspector, and they set up an elaborate trap at the post office in San Francisco. And they done surveillance on this for like a month. Nobody ever picked up the bait.
Was this before your daughter's death or after?
After.
Well,
then the other thing was, in this Jack Galbraith's case, he was the vice consul. He was called by the Church of Scientology, the ship Apollo, to come down to Safi. They wanted to talk to him after I left. See, my sudden departure was, I was scheduled and they were scheduled to leave Sunday, but I thought I better get out of there fast. And I got out of there and I was on that Lufthansa flight and I was in Frankfurt, Germany, relaxing. Before they were aware that I was gone, I guess. But this letter, Jack went down there anyway. And when he went down there, they accused him of putting Coca-Cola in their engines to ruin them. And they said that we can make things plenty hot for a nosy vice consul coming around here. And this is a letter that I got from his wife, and in part says, Jack is still working and fulfilling your request. I asked him to get some information, but has had little success so far. The crew of the famous ship tried to make things very difficult for Jack with various government authorities, including the Senate and the White House. However, apparently there was no permanent damage done, except perhaps to the ship itself, which had to go to such drastic lengths to cover up something. But be careful.
Any other questions, Gary?
I think someone mentioned whether we should ask about Art 245. Would you be aware of that?
Yeah.
After your daughter died, did you became aware of that? Or?
Oh, this I didn't know. I know anything about this
okay.
This cult until after that, after my daughter's death.
So everything that you now know about Scientology, you've learned since she has died.
Sure.
You investigate. Okay.
Sure. And, of course, more things come out, and I think this is a very beneficial thing that you people are doing here. I have a feeling in my own mind that you're going to save some lives.
All along, we thought that people have a right to know, and that's why we're holding these hearings.
So that's the reason I dropped my business and came here.
Thank you.
We appreciate it.
Mr. Meisler, thank you. And I'll search for the truth. I don't care to question you.
Well, any questions, I'm glad to answer.
Mr. Meisler, I had you had indicated that you've been having, or that you had had a lot of trouble with the Church of Scientology. Those letters that you read, such as that anonymous letter to the health officials and so forth, have other things continued to happen to you?
My telephone has been tapped.
How do you know?
It was tapped at the telephone company office.
It was found then?
Yes.
Was he tapped?
Yes.
At the telephone company?
Oh, yeah, they do that. They've infiltrated government offices. They went into Washington, D.C. They went into the FBI office.
Oh, I'm aware of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, infiltrating the telephone company's child's play compared to that.
I'm sorry I made an outburst, but I wasn't going to ask you a question.
Yeah, they can
clear
do that.
In my mind, the telephone company in Greeley, in that office, your telephone was
yes,
tapped.
Your telephone can be tapped right here
I
in
Clearwater.
Your telephone office.
I have anti-devices on mine already. Plus phone made.
Do you have, are there other types of examples, Mr. Meisler? I mean, have they continued to send you such letters?
Oh, I've received death threats on telephone.
You have?
Sure. Tell me they were going to blast me like they blasted my daughter. Well, they didn't identify themselves, but I've been told that you're going to get the same thing your daughter got.
Has this type of harassment continued recently?
No, no. It continued up until the time the FBI made that raid. And after the time the FBI made that raid, and of course they were exposed to the publicity nationally that they were, that's been the end of that.
Thank you.
Just one. Mr. Meisner, did you know at that time that the Apollo, the ship, was a flag base, the quote-unquote flag?
Not before I went there, no. I didn't even know of its existence.
The reason we questioned you, as the mayor so put it so well previously, is that now we have the flag here, and we are trying to discover whether or not the same policies that have existed throughout
I don't know.
Are still here in Clearwater.
I don't know, but I know from the way this thing was put together, it was quite ingenious. This ship was purchased in England. It was a war surplus item, and they put it to sea, but it was under Panamanian registry. It was making in foreign ports. Hubbard was the commodore on board, and of course legally, you know, and under admiralty law, on the high seas and in foreign ports, he's the law.
Did you verify by dental records or whatever that the body that...
Yes, I did. It was an unpleasant experience. We opened this box and myself and our family dentist confirmed that it was, in fact, Susan's body, because at that point in time, I wasn't ready to accept anything. And yes, it is. My daughter is buried in that grave and in that casket.
Consul in Morocco, are they... Or did they try to attain other autopsies, especially the photo?
I did.
No, everything, it seemed to me like the Scientologists were in total control over there.
Okay. Thank you.
I'm just curious, when you went to Mr. Hubbard was on the ship and you went to him as a father, speaking of their father, he wouldn't even talk to you?
Refused to see me.
Even after the tragedy and why you came that great distance and he just... Any reason why he wouldn't see you?
He didn't give a reason. We sent one of his people to ask him because we knew he was aboard the ship. But the reply came back, no.
I have no further questions. I thank you, sir.
Here, I think that's all that I would put in today. I would just note for the record that there have been two documented suicides pertaining to the church to date in Church of Scientology, and if need be, we could put in the records pertaining to their death.
Thank you. Mr. Flynn, we have probably one more day unless we extend these hearings, and we have about how many more witnesses do you have? Or how much time much more time will you need?
Can't do it on Sunday. That's Mother's Day.
I have seven more. What I'm going to attempt to do tonight is try to try to restrict their testimony to specific areas. There will be a lot left out, but in view of the time constraints that we're suffering from, and a lot of the documents that we're going to go into evidence, I will just mark for the record and leave for your perusal, some documents pertaining to the use of auditing information on a persistent basis by the Church of Scientology. Tomorrow I will put on the overhead projector. I would hope that I could get most of the testimony of those seven witnesses in tomorrow.
We've been averaging about 2.5 witnesses a day, and so...
Mayor, Commissioners, it might be that, you know, depending on how it goes, obviously we want to terminate as quickly as you could, but you might consider going a little longer tomorrow night.
Or shortening the lunch hour.
If the need.
Yeah.
Well, or shortening the lunch
hour. We're already down.
Why not all the lunch and let's take a short lunch hour?
How about the pleasure of the commission? Is there a person, Mr. Flynn, here that you're... Would you like to hear another witness? It's about 5:30. We don't have a city commission meeting. We could get one more witness in. I think we'd come closer to the deadline.
I would rather meet...
The vision cable's running out of time?
I would rather have a...
It's
running out of tape.
Time.
Vision is running out of tape. I would rather meet... take a shorter lunch hour and possibly work longer tomorrow night if we have to.
Or extended.
Do you have any... Well, if we... That's another option we can extend. Do you have any indication, Mr. Flynn, that we will have a meeting Monday with the Scientologists?
I have no idea. I haven't heard anything from them. As I said in my opening, I would hope that they would respond, and I hope that this commission would have the opportunity to question them.
But at this point... Your officer, mine, has no indication the Scientologists will respond by Monday.
I'd just like to throw this out. There is one person that I've seen his name throughout these testimonies. Does anyone know the witnesses or counsel, perhaps, that Mr. Artie Marin is still a member of the organization?
Or still local, at least.
I would... That is one person. I see his name continually through the testimony, and I think that would be one person that I feel the Church of Scientology would want to have come before us, and I would gladly like to see Mr. Marin testify here.
Mr. Marin was in the Guardian's Office Public Relations Division at a very high level. I think that would be a very appropriate suggestion.
If you're out there, we'd like to talk to you Monday. Meeting's adjourned.